10B, The Era of Magic, Scene 1, Prologue. Good afternoon, audience. Greetings to you all. A mysterious and magical tale from a very long time ago is waiting for you to be explored. In 700 BC, at the beginning of the magic era, the world of magic, people used magic in daily life. Various forms of magic were used in different ways, such as cultivation, traveling, and even in the military. But even though the magic was very strong, there were still a few mistakes in it. People could not hold their anger, would lose the ability to control magic and turn it into a dreadful curse. Zain, a boy who lost all his family during the war of curse and magic, lived alone until one day, the day that changed the world. "Well, isn't that Jane nice to meet you, little boy? Who are you and why are you in my house?" "Don't worry, my dear. I just came here to talk to you about your father and mother. You want to know, don't you? And don't ask me how I knew your parents." "Okay, I'm listening." "Well, do you want to revive your lovely parents? If you want to, you must search for the most powerful magic, Allegria. It's somewhere in this kingdom grande. I don't know where. Ha ha ha. That's it. Goodbye. I just came here to help you."
"Really?
Hey, please wait. I don't know anything. Please tell me more about this magic. I never knew this kind of magic existed." "Oops, I've made a mistake. I will tell you one thing. This magic was sealed and only you could be the owner of this magic." "Oops, I've made another mistake." The stranger suddenly disappeared, left the boy thinking hard about his parents. "What's Allegria? How come this kind of magic can revive the dead? And what does it mean? He's the owner of the magic. Let's find the answer." Scene 2. The next day, Zain went to the outer district of the town to do his work as usual.
"Werewolves, Carla, we must look for help. There's nobody in the outer district. We must run.
We must eat her now or else her curse will run out."
"Good meal. We've got two cuties, he he. But I want to fight with them first. The meal will not be delicious if the prey is not suffering."
"Hey, I want to fight with you. Come here if you are brave enough."
"What? The main dish, right? I will consider these two girls as dessert."
"Fight. This must be the most delicious meal I've ever had. Come on, catch him."
"Quick, Sarah, run and hide."
Zain doesn't have strong enough magic to fight, so he runs and hides in the cave where Sarah and Carla are hiding. The werewolves try to search for them, but they can't find them. Suddenly, they're gone.
"Sorry, I can't fight. I have no magic."
"How come there's a person who doesn't have any magic or curse?"
"That's strange, but thanks for the help. My name is Sarah and this is Carla. We're sisters. What's your name?"
"I came to work in the outer districts as usual since my parents died. But that is not the problem. I can't revive them if I have Allegria. Do you know this magic?"
"No, I didn't know there was magic that could revive people, but I heard that Allegria is the core of all magic."
"Thanks, I must go now."
"Wait, I know that the moon festival will be held tomorrow night at the town square and we can gain more information from the people there, so let's go to the festival tomorrow."
Scene 3, Moonlight Festival.
Moonlight Festival, the festival that allows every person from overseas and their kingdoms to celebrate with the moon.
"I'm here, Sarah, Carla."
"Oh, well, let's ask people around us. Look like these people aren't from this kingdom."
"Yes, there are various people, and that also means that there are different types of magic here."
Who are you?
I'm sorry, I'm Bahamut. I know you want to know about the Allegria, right?
So you know about it?
Yes, I know everything about Allegria. It's located under the palace. You must go there and remember, only you are the key. Go now. Allegria only activates once a year during the Moonlight Festival.
So, the main reason for the Moonlight Festival is to activate Allegria. But why is Zane the only person who can unseal the magic?
Do not go there. The future told me to stop you. I don't agree with you that you want to activate the Allegria.
Stop me? I've done nothing. I don't even have magic. I just want to revive my father and mother.
You still don't get it. That's why you're the only one who can activate Allegria.
You will change the world, Zane. Believe what we saw.
Even though Zane believes what the forecaster told him, he ignores it, because there must be another reason for him to use the Allegria.
Scene 4. The Era of Magic.
Carla, here we are under the palace. Look, there's statues over there.
Please don't come closer than this. We're the keepers, and if you come any closer, this will activate the trap.
I'm Zane. Everybody said I'm the key, so open the door for us now.
Zane, the Allegria will have the power to control this world.
Code complete.
Bahamut, hi everybody, glad to see you again.
You tricked Zane to open the room. What is your main purpose?
I want nothing. I just came here to get what belongs to me.
Well, so you want an empty room. Here, take it.
Stop kidding me, girls. Hand it over before I cannot hold my anger. Hurry.
You are wrong. The magic was not sealed in this room from the beginning, but...
Zane tried to speak, but he was attacked by Bahamut and fainted.
I can't control myself any longer. I'll kill all of you.
According to the law of magic and curse, a person who cannot control his anger will be punished, as the magic will become a curse.
But look like there is a conversation inside Zane's mind. Let's listen to it.
Don't let Zane unseal you, Allegria. If he does, I think he cannot understand how strong this magic really is.
That's why you must not seal yourself in his body from the beginning.
I trust him, and I know that one day he will use my magic in a good way.
So, as I thought, you are sealed inside my body.
Zane, you can see us. Please do not use this magic now, as it is uncontrollable for you now. Maybe the magic will become.
Oh, it's up to you. You can use it if you want. She is in your body.
I belong to you, Zane. If you want to help your friend, you can use it.
I don't mind.
Yes, it's up to me. So I'll destroy it.
If you destroy her, all the magic, even curses, will disappear, and you as well.
Wow, crazy decision.
I got it, and if that's your will, I will destroy myself immediately.
Where is my power? Where is it?
Sarah, Zane, what's happening?
There's no magic or curses in this world anymore. They no longer exist.
No, it can't be.
It's okay, we can live without magic, right, Carla?
Yes, never mind, Zane, we'll be all right.
The world without magic, even though magic no longer exists, there will still be memories to us. They will become what we know about magic today. Tales, myths, and legends.
10b.